You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seen their struggles and challenges, and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Is that the best you can do? Think about where you used this question last, and you'll probably say you were car shopping. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter. As host of the Business Forum Show, I've heard countless stories of success and thousands of tragedies of failure. As I looked at the mental obstacles we put in our pathways by default, I thought about this question. Is that the best you can do? Why not ask it of ourselves? Wouldn't it change everything if we did? The answer is yes, so I wrote the book titled, Is That the Best You Can Do? I drew from the many experiences I've had with people who are clearly not doing their best, and of course, those who were. The difference lies in the mindset and the tactics. Is that the best you can do? It teaches you how to find success by design instead of failure by default. Is that the best you can do? Visit our Facebook page, Is That the Best You Can Do? And then find it on Kindle on Amazon and start changing your life today. I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest is Mark Steiner from Gig Salad, the co-founder and CEO of the organization. Mark, a pleasure to have you here on the Business Forum Show with us. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, and I thank you very much for having me.
Mark, I want you to talk a little bit about your background, because I noticed some similarities in some of the things that I've done in life past as well. So before we get into Gig Salad, tell people a little bit about what you did leading up to starting this organization.
Well, I have been in the entertainment business my entire adult career. I did a brief stint in college. I went to the local community college because I decided in my senior year that I was going to forego the culinary school that I had gotten accepted into, and I was instead going to pursue what I had considered to be my first love, and that was theatrical world. Mm-hmm. And so I did this, I went to this community college, and while in my first semester I auditioned for a national touring troupe that was doing children's theater in schools, public schools across the country, and did that for 6 months, and then I moved to New York with the hopes of breaking into the business, and I got a lucky break, got a job on a movie, and worked in the movie business for 10 years. And segued from being in front of the camera or working in film production to working as a booking agent. And I've been doing that on and off ever since. There was a brief stint in there where I worked for my friend's architecture firm for about 3 months. I thought I was burned out from booking business, but in fact, I think I was just burned out from that boss or that situation. I wanted more, and I jumped back in pretty quickly, and started my own booking agency, and that developed into, you know, expanding into including a speakers bureau, and as I said, and then that led to where we're at now, where being a middle broker is just a division or part of what we do here at Gig Salad.
Mm-hmm. So give our listeners an overall picture of what you do with the organization Gig Salad.
Well, I personally am a co-founder and I'm the CEO. And I've been officially running the business for about 2 years, 2.5 years. Me and my co-founder, my business partner, Steve, we were doing that jointly together up until that point. And then we officially, you know, sort of found our way to what is our strengths. Steve came from a design background, and he was overseeing our East Coast office out of Wilmington, North Carolina, where he was, and he was overseeing product and was overseeing the design and working with the developers out of that office, and that's when I, you know, fully took over operations. And And my primary role now is really just keeping a strong vision, trying to develop partnerships, collaborations. I do a lot of traveling now, going to conferences and conventions and trade shows. And I glad hand and just try to drive the business and work closely with marketing and a number of other things. But out of the Springfield office where I'm based is where our administration is, our customer happiness team. This is kind of the hub of it all.
Sure.
And I oversee that.
There's something that you mentioned earlier, Mark, that I'd like you to comment on, and that's kind of where your focus is at in your business, because a lot of business people talk about, you know, the need for goals and objectives and really looking out into the future of the business. And then there's that crowd that in my opinion, spends far too much time as well thinking about, you know, the past and where they've been. And you made a comment about being very intentional, but yet being focused on today. Elaborate on that a little bit, because I think there's a great lesson there for business people.
Absolutely. You know, that I first applied it to my personal life, because the past 5 to 10 years, I really started to work on myself in a more holistic approach, you know, more whole health. I wanted to make sure that, you know, from a spiritual side, my physical side, emotional, intellectual, that I was mental, that I was in as good a place as I could possibly be. And one of the ways that, you know, could be a detriment in that pursuit is if you're focusing too much on your past. And I've shared in the past interviews, having been adopted, I had struggled with abandonment issues and some other things, and I finally got to a place where I thought, you know, I'm okay. I'm in a good spot. But it took a while to get there where I felt comfortable. And it was through a process that I didn't worry about the past and have a bunch of regrets and live in that kind of space. And I didn't, you know, there was a part of me that used to have, you know, fear about things to come, or was I going to be a success? And I stopped worrying too much about the future and where I was going, and tried to focus more on the here and the now. You know, what's going on in this very moment that I do, in fact, have control over. And when I started doing that, both on the personal side and on the business side, you know, things really started to develop. You know, if nothing else, because on the business side, things were rolling along really well and have from the inception. Our company's been really solid.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say in the beginning that there was, again, fear and insecurities of what's to come, are we going to make it, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, it even throughout all that, we continued to grow. It was great. And to have Steve as a business partner was really helpful, too. But I got to this place where it was like, you know, what can we do right now to make our business fantastic? What can we do to make our product awesome? And I'm very fortunate to have surrounded myself with people that have tremendous focus. They take a lot of care in what they do, whether it's the website itself, and have a great development programming team that takes a lot of pride in what we have out there. And it's really it's a piece of art what we've created from the product side. And then we have this amazing customer happiness team that loves the people that we are fortunate enough to work with every day. So and each one of those touch points are instantaneous. And mm-hmm. they're the things. What effect can we have on people right now. When we take a phone call, when we get an email from somebody, how can we be of service to you? And that's living that way will always be better. It's always a good thing. It's a hard practice. It's not easy. But what, I was just sharing this with somebody else the other day. But when you do it, when you get into that zone, it's equally hard to break away from it. It's hard to worry. It's hard to live in fear. It's hard to have regret when you get to that space where it's like, no. If I focus on this moment, here and now, all is well.
Kevin Huntry here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest has been Mark Steiner from Gig Salad. You can find out more about the organization, gigsalad.com. Again, Mark, thanks for joining us here on the Business Forum Show. Been a pleasure chatting with you, and we'll have to do this again sometime down the road.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Much success to you.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.